Hey everybody, welcome back to Letterman Row for Bold Predictions. It's that time of the week. It's that best week of the year. It is Ohio State, Michigan, the game Saturday at noon. So we are going to dive in as we always do to every single game by drilling down.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's like this. You have to drill.
Oh, you have to drill.
It's not just a
It's not a subtle. Not
he's,
a point.
He's hitting the wind well, right now.
You know, I don't do that well, but I do nail all my predictions every single week, which is the most important part. That's Spencer Holbrook, Zach Carpenter, Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. Let's get right to it, boys. It's the biggest one of the year. Berm, I know you're nervous.
We'll snipe Sally.
But you got to go first.
I don't want to go first.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fine. Trevion Henderson's going to run for 200 yards.
Oh, I should have won.
Nice.
First.
See?
Classic.
Spencer told
classic
me that
Berm
I am going to go first.
One.
Trevion Henderson, 200 yards, 30 carries. He's going to have a heavy workload. I think Michigan is really going to sell out to try to slow down Ohio State's passing game. And in doing so, I think they're going to put out there a lot more defensive backs than they are used to and want to. And I just think we're in for Trevion Henderson has had his moments all year long where he sort of like burst onto the national spotlight here and there. He didn't get, you know, a Doak Walker finalist for some reason because those people are morons. But this week is going to be his sort of national coming out party as people do what they did last year for Bijan Robinson to start to think about like Heisman next year talk. That happens for Trevion Henderson Saturday. 200 yards, four rushing touchdowns for
Trevion
Henderson.
Yeah. The interesting part too is that Michigan this season has played a lot of those two high looks and backed off to give underneath stuff, which is one reason why Kenneth Walker had such a massive game and why Michigan State continued to run the football on Michigan. We'll see if they adjust to that, but if they play that same style that really they have all year and that cost them in their loss, that would line up for a Trevion Henderson game.
Sure done.
I think you're right.
All right, first bold prediction. What's the best part about Thanksgiving?
A bold prediction is a question?
Turkey.
What mashed potatoes. Mashed
ooh, actually, it's
you're naming a lot of
mashed
food.
Potatoes.
Football.
Mashed potatoes
naming
and
a lot
gravy.
Of food.
Being around family and friends.
Oh, the rolls.
It's eating.
The rolls with all the
best
butter.
Part about Thanksgiving is eating. So what's this Ohio State run defense going to
are
do?
Are you going to make a prediction or just
this
have
Ohio State
really,
that
was,
this
Ohio took a long
State run,
way to get there.
The Ohio State run
there.
Defense is going to eat. It's going to feast on Michigan's offensive line. I think.
He said he had a really good prediction.
Okay.
Nice.
Spencer, let's hear it.
Haskell Garrett is on a mission these last couple weeks. He has looked
you know who was on a mission? The Pilgrims.
That's getting a little too controversial for me.
I thought that was actually funny.
But the Ohio State run defense really did a great job on Kenneth Walker. They didn't have to put extra guys in to defend against the run and giving up a little bit in the pass game. They didn't have to do that. I don't think they're going to have to do that again this week. Blake Corum is still a little hobbled. Hassan Haskins has historically not had success against Ohio State. I don't think his running style matches how you beat Ohio State with a little bit of outside game. And then Donovan Edwards, I think you're going to see him in the passing game, but I don't think he's going to be a factor in this run game. I'm going to predict Michigan as a team under 100 rushing yards, mostly because they're going to be behind. I think Ohio State's going to jump on them a little early. But also, I just don't think you're going to be able to establish the run against these defensive tackles, against a run-stopping defensive end like Zach Harrison. The way this defensive line's playing is going to set the tone. I think the linebackers could have a good day with that too. They're playing really well in tandem. So under 100 rushing yards for Michigan. I think it's a little bold because of the way they run the ball, but I think Ohio State's got a good chance of limiting them.
Mine is Aiden Hutchinson, no sacks and less than five tackles. He's billed as what he is. He's one of the best defensive linemen in the country. He's going to be a top, 15 draft pick to be safe, probably top 10 maybe. How many times do we come into a big game like this where we talk all week about one of the other team's star players and then Ohio State just completely shuts them down? I mean, happened with Karlaftis, happened with David Bell to some degree. I mean, I know he put up over 100 yards, but
yep.
I think we were all in agreement that wasn't David Bell's performance there, wasn't any sort of star output. I just think hearing Nicholas Petit-Frere talk today, I know they're ready for the challenge. They have – it's that classic cliche, corny, iron sharpens iron, where they play – they block against Zach Harrison, Tyreek Smith, and a bunch of other five stars. I don't think that they're going to be nervous for this challenge. I think they're going to be ready, and I think they're going to be able to neutralize Aiden Hutchinson from the jump, and he's just, like I said, no sacks, less than five tackles. Probably, I'll go three tackles or less.
Okay.
Ooh, he'd really drilled down.
Really drilled down.
Some drilling down going on here.
Austin, what's number one for you?
I think this is going to be a massive Ronnie Hickman game. It needs to be, probably, for Ohio State, given what Michigan will want to do, because he is so critical to both defending the rush and the pass. And we know what Michigan will like to do. They're going to try and establish that first and foremost on the ground, and then they will throw, as you guys have both mentioned, with Donovan Edwards the tight end passing game, how important that is to that Harbaugh identity. When you get into these big games, I think that will be what Harbaugh tries to lean on. So Hickman will be a major factor to that, and I think he will prove yet again why he's been one of the best defenders in the country. Probably the most underappreciated player nationally of all these awards is that's that part of the season we're at where people are getting that individual attention. He's not getting enough, but I think maybe after he racks up 15 tackles, a forced fumble, and an interception on Saturday at noon, that might change.
Yeah, that's a nice day. You know what the best part of Thanksgiving is?
Oh, boy.
Eating.
Giving thanks.
And I am here to give thanks for Garrett Wilson, who has burst onto the scene. His big breakout game in 2019 was in Ann Arbor against Michigan. Justin Fields making his first start there against the Wolverines. This is C.J. Stroud's first start against Michigan. Garrett Wilson is still a nightmare for pretty much everyone in the country. And I think he's going to have it's a Garrett Wilson day. Last weekend, you know, we thought it was going to be Chris Olave. It ended up being all the days for everyone.
It's Ryan, all the days.
It was a Ryan day.
I think that Garrett Buddy. Wilson, because Michigan is going to be trying so hard to keep C.J. Stroud under pressure that a lot of the stuff that Ohio State's done over the years to kill them is just that little crossing route stuff. Michigan doesn't have the linebackers that they've had in the past. They got a lot of young guys. Junior Colson's really good, but he's a true freshman. He's never played against a player like Garrett Wilson. 13 catches for Garrett Wilson. Maybe not be a huge yardage game for him, but he's going to have 13 catches and two touchdowns.
That's almost a single game record for Ohio State.
Almost. Not good enough.
Wow.
Pretty close. Not a single game record.
Almost doesn't count.
It's almost.
All right. Second bold prediction. Julian Fleming, 2 receiving touchdowns. Guys who are I've said it before. That's bold. I said it in the practice report. I talk about it a lot. These kind of games are when, you know, the best players can sometimes get a little overshadowed by the guys who you just don't expect. There are just times where you just don't expect certain things to happen, and all the attention is going to be paid on trying to stop Jaxon Smith-Njigba and trying to, you know, eliminate the big play from Chris Olave and at least trying to get something done against Garrett Wilson. And then Ohio State pulls out this, you know, pull it out of Trayvon Henderson's gut and just throw a quick pop pass to Julian Fleming last week. That's a wrinkle that we haven't seen, and it's something that you know, was so easy for Ohio State to get done because they hadn't seen it before. Julian Fleming, I think, is starting to emerge. Ohio State has talked about him as a weapon. You know, Brian Hartline said every day in practice they're still having those moments where he's turning heads, and he's like, "Do you guys just see that?" Well, you're going to have a couple moments from Julian Fleming where you're going to be reminded for the first time in an Ohio State shirt that he is a 5-star receiver. He was the best player in his class, and I think that's going to show out because, you know,
I think
weird things happen in these games, and I think Julian Fleming is going to be one of those things.
I like it very much.
I could tell by the look on your face you're being genuine.
I
sometimes
am genuine.
You mess with
because
us.
He's writing the fact, and, you know, we have some luxuries in getting a chance to talk to people around here, and I know very much that this team wants to focus Julian Fleming a little bit and wants to give him more opportunities because he's earned it. And, you know, if you want to prove that you've earned it throughout practice weeks and you've started to turn that corner, you stamp that with a big game against Michigan, and I like it.
And it's very hard to do that. I think, like, last week, Ohio State would really celebrate that in the wide receivers meeting room because they know that Julian deserves it. But those other three are just so freaking good. We've seen a lot in the past of rotating through 6. Well, Ohio State really can't afford to do that when those other three are just on another level. And that's not a knock on Julian Fleming. It's not a knock on Marvin Harrison. It's not a knock on Emeka Egbuka. Like, those guys are really good too. And they're probably going to do the same thing when they're upperclassmen. But man, it's, especially when you add in Ruckert and that rushing attack, it's hard to find touches for Julian Fleming. And if you get up big, then you get to do a little bit different things.
Before you go real quick, Zach, you know, Ohio State has talked about shortening that rotation and those three guys being so good. I think you're almost getting to the point where this might sound a little crazy. Am I crazy?
You're crazy.
You could go 4 wide receivers right now. I think Julian Fleming is getting to the level where if you wanted to, you could do a 4-man rotation, keep some guys fresh, and get Julian Fleming in there. He's really progressing well. Go ahead.
Guys, what's the best part about Thanksgiving?
Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Watching football.
Ooh, the mashed potatoes.
Ooh. Oh, who's
the
mashing
mashed potatoes?
Who?
And the seat. You got to get me off my game. C.J. Stroud and the Ohio State receiving corps is going to turn this Michigan defense into mashed potatoes on Saturday.
I thought you were going to use this as a mesh joke. And like, you're going to say mesh potatoes?
You're next.
You guys are
you're next
torturing
just say
the
no.
Thanksgiving.
You got, you're the last one to go with our Thanksgiving corny jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's what made it worse.
The last two games
well,
I predicted.
The Buckeyes are stuffing the run.
Stop. I still get
there
to go.
There we go. Yeah, now you're giving him ideas.
Darn it. Okay.
Stealing his thunder. Anyway, speaking of stealing thunder,
yeah,
back to my bold prediction. The last two times I've predicted something, a big production for the receivers, 2 weeks ago, 100 yards or more for those three guys. Last week, 150 yards or more and two touchdowns at least for at least two receivers. It just kind of, it's almost getting redundant at this point, the production they're having. And I think my second bold prediction is that those big three, Olave, Wilson, Smith, and Jigba, that they're going to total 400 receiving yards as a trio. And I know I hear you guys on the Julian Fleming. I do think he's coming into his own. And I mean, talking to him, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, the press conference, very mature. He speaks like a veteran already. So I think his time is going to come and he's going to be ready for that. I just don't think it's going to be this Saturday. I mean, you guys all hit on the same points I was going to hit on, that three-man rotation. Just, it's kind of hard to pull those guys off the field when they're producing like that. And I think Ryan Day is going to want to send a message that they should have had a Biletnikoff finalist. I mean, I talk all the time about how he's a little vindictive and he loves proving a point.
Yeah. Awards matter.
I think they do.
They do matter. They matter when you're recruiting. They matter as you're telling people what you're accomplishing. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable to me, Biletnikoff Award, Doak Walker Award, that you're keeping these guys off because they happen to have good players around them on the offense. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Anyhow.
What's the best part about Thanksgiving, guys?
The football? You've said that three times every time we've asked.
Sitting in traffic.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
You sit in traffic on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. What a weird thing to
it's
say.
Man, it's, loves doing it.
On the way down to Kentucky.
It's getting drunk on a Thursday afternoon.
Getting drunk on a Thursday afternoon and watching football.
Speaking of buzzing.
And then taking a nap.
Oh, boy.
Wow. He really did that. Well played.
Mayan Williams, because you don't have a pork chop on Thanksgiving, but some people might. I think that the element that I talked about.
But he wants to be called meatball.
It doesn't matter.
No, he doesn't. He wants to be called pork chop.
He wants to be called pork chop.
My bad.
But he should be meatball.
It's confusing.
Or bowling ball. It doesn't matter. He is really coming on in that complimentary role. And he's not going to – Ohio State and Tony Alford seem to have figured out something here where it's not what they did with Mike Weber and J.K. Dobbins. Like, you're going to take a series and you're going to take a series. That didn't work.
Yeah.
It kept them out of a rhythm. And you saw that within that first drive last week. Both were on the field. Travion Henderson is going to get more touches. He deserves it, and he's one of the best running backs that many of us have ever seen, at least in terms of recruit. And his freshman season has validated most of that so far. It keeps him healthy when you add in Mayan Williams. It wears down a defense when you just have him battering away at certain points in a drive. If he just gets, I don't know, a third of the touches of Travion, that's a great little mix that they have going. And I think that the opportunity will still be there for both to go over 100 yards in this game, maybe even 125 apiece, we'll see, to drill down. I know that Travion can get to 150, but Mayan might have to work a little bit harder to get to that triple-digit figure, but I think that they both will.
I like it. I appreciate your optimism. I think this is a game where we, and as good as he's been playing, I think Tommy Eichenberg will not be on the field as much this week. I think it's a Craig Young type of game where he's out there a little bit more with Steel Chambers, especially if Cody Simon's a little bit banged up, and I think you're going to see a Craig Young interception on Saturday. That's my next bold prediction. I just think he's a guy that, especially with what Michigan's trying to do in their passing game, the quick stuff to the tight end, to the running backs, I think Craig Young is a guy that can make a play. I also think that it could, if it's not Craig Young, it will be Court Williams to take yours. Because here's the thing, last week against Michigan State, Ronnie Hickman got kind of banged up a little bit and he was wobbling. And that's why Ohio State put Court out there as much as they did, and he played great. what they expected out of him. And I think that's one of those confidence building games where Ohio State now says, hey, we have two of these guys, we can use them both. So I think you could actually see Court Williams and Ronnie Hickman out there at the same time in some situations. Mm-hmm. And wow. I think that that becomes a really interesting wrinkle.
So can I talk about Court Williams then so I can get that out of the way?
Sure.
I love how every time he does anything, like the big hit against, what was it, Nebraska? Or is that who it was? It wasn't Nebraska. It was whoever they play, Indiana.
The way you tingle inside?
So Spencer asks me every single time, are you okay? Are you having a heart attack?
That happened last
Saturday. That's the appreciation. Yeah, I know. It happened against Michigan State and Indiana. So, well, there we go. That's my Court Williams.
But are you okay?
Not really. I'm still.
I think he is okay.
Still adrenaline, still pumping after that.
Do you know who else is okay?
Thanksgiving.
Who's okay?
Steel Chambers.
Okay.
The best linebacker on this roster.
Why are we doing such terrible segues today? Why did that become the theme of the show?
Okay.
So, Steel Chambers is really good at what he does. I think he's going to have at least 10 tackles. I think he's going to have a forced fumble. I think he'll recover his own forced fumble. And I think this is the game where you finally see that campaign for next year of him being a potential All-American next year come to fruition. This is a guy who's not going to get much credit this year for what he's done, but it's been one of the more remarkable stories, not only on this roster, not only in the Big Ten, but in the country, for a guy to go from running back to linebacker and have the production that he has. And he's fueled this defensive turnaround. I really think that he's due for a big game. And he had that interception. It was almost a fluky interception against Nebraska. He's going to have to play a big role in pass coverage, you know, against Eric Gall, the tight end. I think he's going to have a big day. Maybe even give him a couple pass breakups. If he's lucky, he might get his hands on one. But at least 10 tackles, a forced fumble.
We saw Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison get their hand on so many footballs last weekend, and so many things that just tipped up in the air. This just feels like a game where one of those linebackers, is able to capitalize.
Yeah, I think Zach was asked about that in the press conference, because that's something that he's been working on. When you can't get to the quarterback, obviously take a step back and still, I think he said it's as good as a sack, a tip pass, right?
McNamara's only been sacked 9 times on the season. Ohio State is the best team in the conference when it comes to getting them. It's not going to be one of those games. You're going to maybe see one or two at most, so it's about disrupting the passing game in other ways. So I like it. I'm a fan. Okay.
My final bowl prediction, I'm going to go slightly different because I'm kind of feeling myself here.
Okay.
I think that Ohio State, in the week after the Michigan game, after they win by at least 3 touchdowns on Saturday, mm-hmm. there's a preview of my next one. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to get a commitment, whether it's in the 2022 class or the 23 class.
That's a new wrinkle for the show.
We're delving into recruiting.
Because how many times were Ohio State players or Ryan Day on Tuesday talk about, this is why you're recruited to Ohio State, this is why you come to Ohio State? Like, Haskell Garrett basically talked about this game as big games like this is a big reason you decided to come here from Las Vegas. There's some sort of gut feeling I have that after this game, it's going to be another dominant Ohio State performance on national
television,
not national television, on national stage.
Okay.
I mean, Purdue game, they blew up. Michigan State blew up, and they're going to blow up again on Saturday.
Call the shot. Who is it?
I knew you were going to ask me, but no, I'm not doing that. I'm not drilling down. I have my hand on the drill.
It's a reverse down.
Wow. Somebody
makes it a drill up.
Somebody tell Zach what the point of the show is.
I cannot wait to hear Berm's score prediction. He's so nervous over there.
What's your final bowl prediction?
Do you know how important it is in big games to show up with the kicking game?
It's very important.
Special teams.
Two of the country's 3 finalists for the Lou Groza Award are playing in this game on Saturday.
Good info, Berm.
And punting,
there you go,
is one of the most important plays of a game.
Michigan averages over 47 yards a punt.
Wow.
Ohio State only averages 41.
Is that right?
That's true.
You know what 47 yards a punt does?
Helps what does it do?
It gives more opportunity for you to outkick your coverage.
Huh. And what happens if you do that, Spencer?
You get engaged like Spencer does.
Good returns.
Ooh.
Dang,
that was a good one. That was actually a good one.
And he's off. Goodbye. Spencer is dead.
Ohio State is not going to return a punt for a touchdown in this game, but they are going to block one and return that for a touchdown. So there will be a score when Michigan is punting, but it will not break the streak that goes back to 2014.
Okay, Boulder. I appreciate that.
I was thinking about picking that one, so that's a very smart pick. You're a smart man.
No, thank you. What are you doing? What is your score prediction, Berm?
Ohio State 45, Michigan 38.
Oh, my.
45-38.
Berm likes the spread there. He thinks Vegas has it right. I do not think Vegas has this game correctly. I don't see these teams being very evenly matched. I'm going to go 48-27. I think Ohio State scores on its first eight possessions and then runs the ball and gets out of there, get ready for a Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin. So 48-27, eight straight possessions with a score. That's five touchdowns, three field goals. I don't know whoever you want to throw out as scoring some of those. I think Julian Fleming will have two. Obviously, I said that. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty comfortable win. I think this game plays out a lot like the Michigan State game does, but I think Michigan can do a little bit more creatively on offense to score some points, maybe
they
make it
for their creativity.
Mm-hmm. A really fun game at the half, but you're going to see Ohio State really run away with this thing. The talent rises to the top at the end.
Yeah, there's been a couple suspect lines this year. I mean, the Rutgers one, was it 15 points?
Yeah.
That one was weird. This one seems just as weird and off to me. I mean, my final prediction is 45-28. It's not like that's a blown away cover, but I just, the way this offense is playing right now, I don't want to bet against that offense to score less than 40 points.
Right.
I don't really believe in Michigan's offense to be able to keep up. And yeah, so 45-28, I think that's a roundabout where we're going to be seeing the action go.
Yeah, I think that we've seen this before, especially in the Big House, that they have good players and they've a much more improved team than I thought they could be under Jim Harbaugh. When it seemed like his era had run its course. They're going to come out with a gadget or two and some early stuff, probably have success, but I don't think they can continue to trade punches with Ohio State for any length of time. So it may, as Spencer said, be close early on. I don't agree with Berm that it'll be a one-possession game in the end. I think it'll be 52-24. Ohio State wins comfortably again. And again, I say that while giving full credit to Michigan for showing improvement, but the talent gap remains here. And I don't think that the coaching gap is closed either. So I guess we'll find out on Saturday at noon. That's a lot of bold predictions coming your way, as they always do at Letterman Row. From Spencer Holbrook, Zach Carpenter, Jeremy Birmingham, I am Austin Ward. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving.
What time is it?
It's time for war. Hope you enjoy it. Enjoy the game on Saturday. It only comes once a year. We'll have full coverage for you at LettermanRow.com. Enjoy the weekend.
47-28.